Good morning, everybody. What a great morning it is going to be. The sun is already beginning to let us know that it's there. And soon I expect to see the sun rise and I expect to see the beauty of the skies. And I expect to see something of the presence of the glory of Jesus and the presence of the glory of his grace. These days are always alarmingly beautiful. And early in the morning, as I enjoy doing this work, I find it very lovely to look around outside and see that the gift of God, which is eternal life, is shining through the beauty and the glory of Jesus. Well, now, I guess I have many things to tell you. Our days on this earth are numbered, and I want you to know that because it's important that you start thinking about how many days have I got? How long shall I last? What shall I achieve in what I have to last in? And how shall I lift my heart to the Lord Jesus? How shall I live the way he wants me to live? And how shall I glorify his precious and holy name? Now, if you go to Galatians 5:1, the dear apostle Paul says, "Stand fast in the liberty by which Christ has made us free." Now, we talk a lot about freedom because we don't think about the Lord Jesus sufficiently. We sort of slide down a scale and we say, well, you know, there's the Constitution and it says that we shall be free. So what? So what if the Constitution says we shall be free? Quite frankly, I don't care. What I care about is that the Constitution simply says some of the things that the Word of God says, and that is that we are free, and he that sets us free, we are free indeed. We need to understand that God has given to us a freedom and a glory and a presence that we need no help getting to know, no help living, because we are free in Christ. Jesus took us from the depth of sin, and the sin had bound us, and the binding of sin had us in a terrible fix with darkness, in a terrible fix of all the things that we think are the logic of living. Oh, let's get out of all of that. Let's see that the Lord Jesus has given us a freedom that is in Christ Jesus. We are free indeed when Galatians tells us stand steadfast or stand fast in the liberty by which Christ has made us free. God means you're free. I've dealt with sin. Jesus went to the cross and died. Jesus came from the cross and went to the grave. Jesus came back from the grave and nobody could put him in there. Nobody could keep him there. And he was alive unto God. And he is alive unto God this day. And as many as received him, to them gave he the power to become a child of God. So if we are children of God, and the Bible says that we can't possibly be overwhelmed by the things of this world because we believe in him, then let's believe in him, rejoice in him, have life in him, ever live in him, and know that he ever lives now to make intercession on our behalf in heaven. I don't know if you've read the scriptures recently, but over and over again God says, I want you to be so free that you are free indeed. Now, every person trusting the Lord Jesus shall, listen to this, never die. Now, there is a tremendous statement that God is giving to everybody who will listen. If you will believe in him, you shall never die. And Jesus is always with you. And Jesus empowers you. And Jesus stands with you. Of course you're not perfect. Of course you're not that person that stands in the liberty of the world, because the world to you is meaningless and pointless and hopelessly regenerate still. And you can't live with one foot in one part and the other foot in the other part. We are free indeed. The freedom that we receive is colossal. And that freedom is ours by the grace of God. Do you have that freedom? And I'm going to ask you, what do you do with that freedom? What have you done? Have you migrated into the place where you have all things under Christ? All things are done away with because Jesus is the Christ, the Son of the living God. You see, if you go into Ephesians in chapter 4 and verse 3, we are to be endeavoring to keep the unity of the Spirit in the bond of peace. There is one body and one Spirit, even one Lord, one faith, one baptism, one God, one Father of all, who is above all and through all and in you all. But unto every one of us is given the grace, wherefore he saith, when he ascended up on high, he led captivity captive and gave gifts unto men. Now that he ascended, what is it but that he also descended first into the lower parts of the earth? He that descended is the same also that ascended up far above all heavens, that he might fill all things. And he gave some apostles, some prophets, some evangelists, some pastors, some teachers, for the perfecting of the saints, for the work of the ministry, for the edifying of the body of the church that is in Christ Jesus, till we all come in the unity of the faith and of the kingdom of the Son of God unto the perfect man, unto the measure of the stature of the fullness of Christ, that we henceforth be no more children tossed to and fro and carried about with every wind of doctrine by the sleight of men and the cunning craftiness whereby they lie in wait to deceive, but speaking the truth in love, may grow up unto him in all things which is the head, even Christ. from whom the whole body, fitly joined together and compacted by that which every joint supplieth, according to the effectual working of the measure of every part, and maketh increase of the body unto the edifying of itself in love. Now have you got this love? This I say, says the apostle, therefore and testify in the Lord, that ye henceforth walk not as others, not as the Gentiles walk, in the vanity of the mind, having the understanding darkened, being alienated from the life of the cause of blindness of their heart, who being past feeling have given themselves over to lasciviousness, uncleanness, and greediness, but ye have not so learned Jesus the Christ. If so be that ye have heard him, and have been taught by him, as the truth is in Jesus, that ye put off concerning the former conversation of the old man, which is corrupt according to the deceitful lusts, and be renewed by the spirit of your mind, and that ye put on the new, that is the new man, which after God is created in righteousness and true holiness. Wherefore, putting away lying, speaking every man truth with his neighbor, we are members one of another. Be ye angry and sin not. Let not the sun go down on your wrath, neither give place to the devil. Let him that stole steal no more. Rather let him labor, working with his hands, and giving which is good, that he may have to give to him that needeth. Let no corrupt communication proceed out of your mouth, but that which good to the use of edifying, that it may minister grace unto the hearers. Grieve not the Holy Spirit, whereby ye are sealed unto the day of redemption. Let all bitterness and wrath and anger and clamor and evil speaking be put away from you with all malice, and be kind one to another, tender-hearted, forgiving one another, even as God, for Christ's sake, hath forgiven you. Be ye therefore followers as dear children. Walk in love, as Christ also hath loved us, and hath given himself for us, a sweet-smelling savour. But fornication and all uncleanness, covetousness, let us not be once named among you as becometh the saints, neither filthiness, nor foolish talking, nor jesting, which are not convenient, but rather giving thanks. Now here's something we don't get into being involved in very much these days, but we should take the time and we should realize exactly where we stand. For in this fifth verse, we are told in no uncertain terms in the fifth chapter of Ephesians that we were sometimes in darkness, but now Are ye light in the Lord? Walk as children in the light. Don't let the darkness come in. Don't let it infiltrate your mind and heart. Don't allow those things to happen. Now it's up to you to keep these things out. For ye were sometimes darkness, but ye are light in the Lord. Walk as children of light. For the fruit of the Spirit is in all godliness and righteousness and truth, proving what is acceptable unto the Lord. And have no fellowship with unfruitful works of darkness, but rather remove them. For it is a shame even to speak of those things that are done of them in secret. But all things that are reproved are made manifest by light, for whatsoever doth make manifest is light. Wherefore he saith, awake thou that sleepest, arise from the dead, and Christ shall give thee light. So I have read a great deal of scripture today because I want to get this across to you. It is tremendously important that you and I have a relationship with the Lord God Almighty, that his light so shine in us that people are amazed at the brilliance and reflectiveness that comes from him. I like the translation of Kenneth Wiest in Hebrews, and he says, we beheld his glory, and looking at the glory of Jesus. The word is that Wiest uses is effulgence. Now, we don't use that word at all. But the effulgence of his glory, the brilliance, it means the brilliance that is a brightness way beyond anything we can imagine, way beyond anything we can take into our minds. Let the effulgence of his glory shine, shine. When a man goes on parade as a soldier, he goes on parade and his boots are shining. His trousers and his battle dress are all pressed, and they're sharply pressed, and creases here, there, and everywhere. He's shining. Even his helmet is shining. He's ready for battle, shining. Are you ready for battle with Satan, shining, putting off the works of darkness with the works of light, shining? Are you so shining that Satan is dazzled by the light, the effulgence of his glory? The glory, the beauty, the brightness of Jesus is shining. And is he shining through you? Is he shining through me? What is this shining? It needs to be a shining that sets us straight. It needs to be a shining that causes us to think, wow, I'm different. It's okay to be different. I've never understood why people want to be like everybody else. It is so foolish because we are different. We are made different. We are caused to be different. We are shining as different as that shining takes over the newness of the life of God that is in Christ Jesus shines through the smallness of our minds. Now, I don't pretend I have a big mind, but I have a mind, and that mind God uses, and that mind God has spoken volumes to many, many people throughout the world, and yet I am still lacking And I know I'm lacking, but I want to shine for the rest of my days. Now, my days are severely numbered. I just have a few days to live. And the living of those days need to be accomplished in the brightness of His presence. Somehow, I have to live quietly, obediently, with great care, stay close to Jesus, and to keep my hand in His hands, and to keep my mind in His mind, and to keep my thoughts in Him, because He thinks, not as I think. There are many things that we can think about, because there are so many characteristics in our lives that need to be thought through, and we need to think about these things. Paul says to the church in Philippi, I thank my God upon every remembrance of you, always in every prayer of mine, for you all making request with joy for your fellowship in the gospel from the first day until now, being confident that this very thing, that he which hath begun a good work in you will perform it until the end, until the day of Jesus Christ. Even as it is meet for me to think this of all of you all, because I have you in my heart, inasmuch as both in my bonds and in my defense and confirmation of the gospel, ye all are partakers of my grace. For God is my record how greatly I long after you all in the bowels of Jesus Christ. And this I pray, that your love may abound yet more and more in knowledge and in all judgment, that ye may approve things that are excellent, that ye may be sincere without offense until the day of Christ, being filled with the fruits of righteousness, which are by Jesus Christ, unto the glory and praise of God. Oh, he says, you're a precious group of people. I have to say that the people that I have ministered to in Oregon have been precious to me. I have to say that since I came to America, I have ministered to so many people. I am thrilled that the Lord used even me to minister to them, and that they might grow in grace and the knowledge of the Lord Jesus. I am so thrilled that when I look backwards over the seas, over the Atlantic Ocean to England, to areas of London and areas of Suffolk and Norfolk and so on, I have many, many trophies of the grace of God to be praying for. And I lift such people high, higher, highest. Are you being lifted? Are you lifted so high? Because the Lord Jesus is lifting you. Are you lifted? Is the effulgence of his glory, the brightness of his presence, the brilliance of his sun, is he living in you? Now I say all of this for one reason, and only one, that you will bring your life to the place where you will honor the Lord Jesus Christ. Never mind all the other things that you want to put in to your Christian life. make sure the life of the Lord Jesus is in all things preeminent, that is, before anyone else. Hey, I want to thank you for listening to this, and I want to thank you for taking it into your hearts and allowing all these thoughts to tumble into your soul. And I want to thank you for being still and knowing that God on his throne is very still, ready to receive you and to help you, ready to keep you and bless you. Thanks for listening. Let's pray. Almighty God and Father, we ask for nothing more than that we may honor your name, and that your name may show the beauty of your holiness day by day, moment by moment, hour by hour. Oh, keep us in your great love, Lord. Hold us tightly, don't let us go. And as we face tomorrow, whatever that brings, let us face it with you. Hold our hands, Lord, if we're treading across the Jordan River. Hold our hands tightly. Land us safe on Canaan's side and keep us in your wonderful truth. All of these things we ask that Jesus may have the honor and the glory forever and ever. Amen. Hey, thanks for listening. Bye-bye.